Welcome to Epic Life,
a podcast about what totally rocks,
who's out to lunch,
things that are happening to us,
and things that have happened at us.
Today on the podcast,
oh baby,
we have an awesome comic musician and actress.
Yes, please give it up for Alex Atiyah, everybody.
Yes, Alex Atiyah.
Straight here from Toronto, Ontario, but is from Winnipeg.
I'm from Winnipeg.
Wow. And I have honest with us about Winnipeg.
Yeah.
We were going to find out sooner or later.
I love Winnipeg. I really do. I feel like there's a really cool art scene there, music.
Yes.
I love it there. And it's smaller and there's a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of freaks there.
Yeah.
And it's so cold there and, it's a great scene.
Yeah, it's so cool. For Americans who don't know about Winnipeg, where is it?
It is in Manitoba, so it's in the prairies.
Everything sounds made up when we talk about Canada.
I know, Manitoba. Winnipeg's in Manitoba, Canada.
Yeah.
In the prairies.
In the prairies.
You're so cute. But now you're in the big bad city. How's your trip?
I love it. I love it here. I love taking the subway. I love saying hi to the man walking by. I love, I was just on the subway right now and I swear I saw this man who I think had a cameo in the first Sex and the City movie.
I'm sure.
Whoa.
But I wasn't sure, so I couldn't bring myself to say something, but it was so specific and I really think it was him.
I think you're probably right.
That's hilarious. Also, the amount of actors walking around hoping you will say something to them.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Just next time, just say it. Even if it's not them, they'll be like, oh, I'm hot enough to be in a movie. And if not, they're like, thank God somebody saw.
Yeah, right. You're right.
But then I imagined it not being him. And then this man being like, I have to see who she's talking about. And then him go look.
Being like, hideous.
Yeah.
Or just not. He gets insulted 20 hours later.
Yeah. And he was actually in it for 30 seconds.
That's really kind of you to say.
Specific. Thank you.
Or kind of you not to do to him.
Right.
If it isn't him.
I think that's the Manitoba.
Yeah.
Girl in me.
Oh my gosh.
Straight out of Manitoba. Have you been told you look like someone and you're like, fuck.
Nobody wants to hear it.
People love saying I look like Natasha Lyonne, who is like old and scary,
right?
And Lady Gaga, who is scary.
Interesting.
And Piper Parabo when I'm thin.
Oh.
Haven't gotten that in a long time.
I think you look like her right now, bitch.
Thanks, bitch. Piper Parabo. Oh. She was in Coyote Ugly and Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I gotta rewatch those movies get a good look at it. Hey, that's cool.
Yeah,
I
looked like Lady Gaga was hammered and had throw up on his shirt.
Right.
That's so funny.
That name is so insane. Piper Parabo.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's a star.
Is she still rocking and rolling?
I don't think so, but sometimes people realize the limelight's not for them. Like Julia Stiles, I really respect that she was just like, not for me. Thank you so much. Peace.
Right. And she was so famous.
And she was so good and so hot and in everything.
She doesn't do anything else now?
I think she
Wasn't she in something a few years ago?
I think she came back for some sort of miniseries.
Oh, right. Good.
I think,
Mona Lisa Smile 2.
And Molly Ringwald is doing translations.
Wow.
Well, I think she also wants to be an actress again, but she's doing translations because she speaks French.
Hey, are you seeing Cool School of Show tomorrow?
I'm going to try to. It's sold out, but I'm going to try and get tickets.
That's great.
I just got to go.
I really pray for you.
You guys both saw it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I loved the special.
You'll love it.
What was the special? It was a half hour YouTube.
Yeah, that we saw.
Something it was Goes West.
Yes.
It was
Homeback.
Our Home Out West.
Our Home Out West.
They're the most spectacular person in the world.
Amazing.
The show's awesome.
Okay, I can't wait.
I hope that you get in.
Yeah, totally. And Alex is here because a movie that she's in is playing at the Roxy Cinema.
Yes!
I like movies. Yeah, it's really fun and exciting to be here for it. It played at TIFF in Toronto in 2022.
That's so huge.
Yeah, it was really
cool. Did you film it during the pandemic?
Yes, we filmed it in 2021.
As soon as everyone got the boost or whatever.
The first vaccine, then you guys were.
I think we'd had one vaccine, but it was still very much locked down. So this movie was a micro budget, but they ended up having to put 15% of that micro budget to COVID precautions.
Insane.
So they really like made it on not very much money, shot it in 21 days. But yeah, it turned out really good.
It takes place in 2003 at a Canadian Blockbuster Video.
Yes.
And you were one of the employees and you have chunky highlights.
I have big chunkers.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see it.
It was, yeah, it was really a fun thing. It was also like I was so deep in the pandemic at that point. It was so exciting to hang out with people for 6 days. Like,
yeah, my God.
It was so fun. And we just were in this like, in Ajax, Ontario, this kind of, what are they called? The little, like a strip mall kind of thing. And they brought the set from an old Blockbuster from somewhere else and moved it into this one because it would have been too expensive to film in the other place. And
oh, cool. So they transported, like, you mean all the like set the deck? Set,
yeah, the set pieces.
The set pieces.
Imagine so cool. They transferred the whole building.
I honestly pictured, you know.
I mean, like, isn't it crazy when something like that would be cheaper than just going there?
Yes. And, like, so annoying. To bring it
every
all back.
Every single thing about film is so inconvenient and annoying.
A lot of it's kind of counterintuitive, which is interesting as well.
Yeah. It's like you just, and like,
you want to go up, but they're like, no, you have to go down.
Yeah, totally.
And like, we're pretending this is the same place that you walked into 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Like, that's just so weird. Or like that, like the David Lynch story where like he opens a door and then like 5 years later, they were able to film the rest of him coming out of it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I love it. It sounds
he,
exactly.
He like ran out of money in Eraserhead or something. Right. Uh-huh. And so they just had to like film part of it way later.
Interesting.
And so like the scene where he opens one door, he comes out on the other end in a completely different decade.
That's
that
amazing.
Is so interesting.
I love him.
Also, he's crazy.
I just saw a clip of him and he looks really slim.
Who's this? David Lynch?
David Lynch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is it just really age? Deflate. But I'm like, where is he on? Did he go to Ozempic?
Everybody.
Oh, could you imagine David Lynch takes Ozempic?
I think he's like 80 now. I know. He's probably, not on Ozempic.
Judd Apatow was talking about how he's on Ozempic and I was like, Judd Apatow? Like, he's the most like, how he looks couldn't matter less in the entire world.
For sure.
Yeah,
I guess it's like a health thing, right. But
I don't know. A health thing for Judd Apatow? I don't know.
I guess if he's diabetic or whatever.
Or pre-diabetic or something. But he was like, my doctor just like started giving it to me and I didn't really ask. I'm like, that's crazy. And also that you're going to the doctor that many times a month.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, there's no way that you just happen to be on Ozempic and you don't really know why.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I'm not buying that for a second.
Yeah, no way.
But also I think it's like being around celebrity and being a celebrity, it must be just like, you just can't help but drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
I need to be as beautiful as I can or whatever. Even if you are Judd Apatow, it should be kind of like comedy forward. But we're all like that. Even me, I'm like, I got to look like maximum as best as I can.
I completely forgot to look hot at my shows this weekend. And I was like, what?
I saw you before you left the house. I thought you looked gorgeous.
I also think that's a punk thing.
And I think you are hot in your soul inside and out. So you don't, it's in you.
Thanks.
It's also shit. Unfortunately, it's just this day and age. It really wasn't a concern the first part of my career about how I looked. But now I'm like, oh God. I don't want to look bad because it's like, I don't know. I think more about what I look like now than I used to. And it bums me out.
Yeah, it's such a waste of time. My God.
And also sometimes I'll be like doing a set and I'll be so in it and have so much fun. And then after I get off, I realize, oh my God, they taped that. Oh no, I was too into it.
Right.
I'm going to look bad. I look bad when I'm into it. And that's like literally a thought that I have. And I'm like, I wish I could pause and just have mirror face between every joke. But I can't.
I couldn't agree more.
I get in my little thing.
Or I wish I could put the camera on the ceiling so it's pointing down at me so I look like just ahead.
Yeah.
It is disturbing to see footage of yourself performing.
Yeah, sometimes it turns out okay, but most of the time it doesn't.
Right.
And that's the interesting part about what we do and that we shouldn't worry about, but it's a reality of it, so that's why I'm acknowledging it.
I think that's healthy.
You think that's healthy?
To talk about it with friends when you're comfortable.
Yes, exactly.
Acknowledge it. And then carry on.
Accept and move on.
Siblings in the house of mirrors.
Today's a really cool day because it's one of the most beautiful days that we've had yet.
I can't wait to get out.
It's gorgeous. It's 20-ish.
Which is Celsius. Fahrenheit.
Oh my God. I didn't even think about
Fahrenheit was at 75 or something? 70?
I don't know.
All I know is 28 is 82 in Fahrenheit.
Oh, that's nice.
But a little then you flick. Have to work your way back.
I think it's 70
but
or something.
But even then, it, like, doesn't even make sense because it's, like, you have to do, like, half it, double right. it times 1.2.
Oh, yeah.
It's strange the things that have been around forever that I just refuse to learn the, like, right. metrics of.
Just some random look. People decided that and that's the way it is.
But nobody else. 72 only-
degrees.
Whoa. But also, only America uses Fahrenheit. No one else in the world,
this
right?
This country is real? Busted.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of, wow. like, recommendations. So. We should also use the metric system. It makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
However, I do actually think 12 is an awesome number for stuff because it can be quartered and so, ooh. And it can be truth. It's into threes.
Right.
So when counting, it could be helpful to use your fist as the first number and go up to 12.
Whoa.
But that's just like
I
a crazy
option. I don't understand
what
you mean by that.
Okay, so here's my idea is that for, I think 12 is actually, like, we always count in like tens. Like, everything's like, it's 30, yeah. like.
Well, we have 10 fingers for the yeah. most part, most
and
of us.
And 10 toes.
Yes.
For the most part, for but, most
right,
of us.
Yeah, of course, we cannot rule out not having that many.
Of course.
But we can do, but if you do, if you count to 12 instead of 10, on your hands, then you can start with your fist. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's confusing.
I
but
whoa.
Then you can count.
Don't
more
know
stuff
if I get it
hands.
Still, but I think that's more me. I'm yeah. you know.
I like
well,
it.
Mull it over later. Right. It doesn't yeah. have to happen now. You don't have to implement right. it. I'm yeah. just like
if I hit you in the middle of the night, you wake up and go, I get it.
Right.
I yeah. get it.
I'm gonna keep it rolling. In my
okay, Alex. There's in. So many things that I love about you. First of all, we were introduced by one of our dearest friends to be because he thought we would make good friends.
Yes.
And then he, boy, was he right.
He was really yes. right.
Nick Nemirov, we love you.
We love
forever.
You.
But like that was so cool how hard he nailed it. And then when he saw us laughing and bonding together, he'd like chuckle and he'd be like,
I think he appreciated it.
He was right. He did a good job.
Yes, and we had nice times during the pandemic in
yes.
Toronto.
One of the things that I love about you, though, is you're so fucking funny and it's, like, wild. You're so silly, Billy, such a, like, a girl's girl to hang with, too.
And really lovely.
Yeah, and you're really
sorry,
lovely.
I just met you so, Sarah,
that's
you better.
Nice.
Yeah,
no,
but
true.
I just think you're, like, such an awesome person.
You are.
It's clear immediately.
But one of the things that I think is kind of cool about
I'm
you
blushing.
Is you do stand up, yes, or you do comedy. Yes, of course you do. But you don't feel like you need to. And right now you're just making rad electronic music and you're, like, sort of, like, yeah, I'm not doing stand-up right now. Right now I'm working on music. And I'm like, because I've been so comedy, most people I know are too, there's something about how I just think that you have so much integrity as for your own experience and what's calling your name.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
your music
that.
Rocks too. It's like really cool electronic music. Everybody should check it out. Alex A.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I think... You know, I never really wanted, I was like, did a little bit of acting when I was growing up and then stopped that when I became a teenager and I got really nervous.
Mm.
And then I didn't start doing comedy till I was 27. And so I never really like thought I was going to be doing that. And I always wanted to do music, but couldn't figure it out at a younger age. More like the technical stuff of it.
Mm.
I couldn't wrap my head around it. And then... Yeah, I just had been feeling like I wasn't enjoying stand-up for the last little while. So I was like, I think I need to, this music thing is unresolved and I need to try it out and see what happens. So
yeah, it's so dope. I also just feel like I white knuckle it when I'm not feeling it. Like
right.
I'm like, I'm not, it's still a part of my identity that I would never stop. So I just think I'm like, wow, to just have other things on,
right.
on different, like, I don't know, other things on like, I don't know. Different areas of your life that you love. And also you did your first show one of your first shows.
Yeah, my first music show.
It looks so dope.
It was really fun. It felt so different from stand-up. It feels more vulnerable to like not be funny to me.
Yes.
Like I was like,
yes.
like I'm embarrassed that I'm taking myself seriously or something.
It really does like appeal you in a way. Like when you're doing comedy all the time, especially like with public speaking, whenever I like talk to people and it's like at work or something and people don't laugh, I'm like, am I fucking it up? And I'm like,
yeah.
No, you're just telling people like as facts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
This isn't a joke.
It doesn't have to be funny. But I do think even if I was like the boss of a company, I'd be making people laugh.
Hell yeah.
But
that's what I want
for you. It's just like so weird when you're like doing something that's serious.
Yes.
And
it's
what's
vulnerable.
Important is that people are paying attention or it's like they're rocking with it.
I think so too. Yes.
It's very strange. I was like at a music show recently and like everyone was just kind of like
bombing,
talking and I was
chilling.
Like, I'd be pissed. But
yeah.
It's exactly what they wanted.
I think that, yeah, it was like, even I was like one of the openers, so I just had to walk out. Like, there's no one introducing you. Mm-hmm. It just felt so weird. I'm like, I just walk out there?
Yeah, and you're right.
And you kind of have to be like, I'm blah, blah, blah.
Yes, it was just so, felt so bizarre, but I think...
That's so interesting. Yeah. You're right. I didn't even think about that. Like, usually people are like, get ready, put your hands together for Alex. But this then, but you just sort of creep out there and you're like, hello.
I'm like, do I wave? Do I make eyes?
What did you do?
I don't even remember.
It'd be kind of cool if you did a big wave.
I did a big wave. I shook everyone's hand.
Yeah. And I said, I'm about to begin.
Yeah. I'm about to start.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really... I'm excited to keep going with
your synthesizers, you're bopping.
Yeah, I was dancing a bit, which felt fun. But I think I just need, like, put in more reps.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. But one cool thing about you, I'd say, well, you've been in a couple of really cool indie movies, which rock.
Yeah.
But, like, also it's just like, yeah, maybe stand-up isn't, like, your main thing. But, like, that didn't stop you from fully doing it. And, like, a lot of people think that if it's not their main thing, they can't do it. But you not only did you do it... You've done like tons of shows. You have 2 stand-up albums out. Like, you just go for it. And one of them is like the pandemic. There wasn't even an audience. You just recorded it, right?
Yes.
That's so cool.
You're so funny.
I was listening to River Ramirez and Patty Harrison used to have a
podcast. The Heart She Whistles.
Yes.
It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Their pod.
Were they doing sound effects in that, I think, for a bit?
Yeah. I don't know. That was so funny.
And Nympho Wars. I'm obsessed.
I have like 3 gay men who like don't know each other, and they reach out to me like monthly to be like, you need to listen to Nymphowars. It will be the funniest thing. Like, you will love it. I've never listened. Really, I don't know how to get into it.
I gotta get into it too.
Improv?
No, I don't even know how to describe it. It's so
the
sometimes
best things,
yeah,
I like that.
Sometimes it's kind of like there's a theme. Like, they did this incredible episode called Killed Drag Race. And it's like a fake episode of RuPaul. And I think they kind of like don't love RuPaul. Well, they do and they don't. They both used to be drag queens. But yeah, sometimes the episodes are just like, I don't even know how to describe it. But I'm obsessed with them, and I'm a Patreon subscriber.
Awesome.
Okay, that shows that you're really obsessed with it. And so you got inspired by kind of River Ramirez and Patty Harrison doing kind of like... their own like sound effects or something, or
they
like,
were doing sound effects, and yeah, so was Nympho Word. I just like that
you can create your own.
Yeah,
full,
I mean, lots
world
of podcasts
audio wise.
Yeah,
so you felt like you could do that with your stand up album.
Yes, and just like I just really wanted to. I mean, I was probably inspired by the idea that maybe I could get paid for it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's the motivation.
Yeah,
your album cover is crazy cool too for that one.
Thank you, I love that one.
It's like she's wearing Bond. It looks like a drawing of you wearing bondage gear.
Yes.
With hands over tits.
Yes.
And like, you just have a soft smile. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's this Winnipeg artist, Erica Ayers, and she draws lots of like these amazing, like, she has like a big selection of stuff that she draws, but she was doing all these women from, I don't know, they're just, something looked really off about them. And like, and I just really connected. And just like the way that she draws. And I just asked her. And so I gave her a photo of my face. And then she just like found something. And
yes.
She's just amazing. And I was so happy to have her do it.
I remember when you showed us the album, we were on a pandemic walk, me, you, and Nick.
Yeah.
Maybe Taylor was there too. And you showed it to us. And I remember Nick like bursting out laughing in his like silent way.
Yes.
It like so hard. He couldn't believe how much it's so funny.
It's so cuckoo.
It's such a cuckoo album cover. What's it called?
It's called Experiencing Discomfort.
Oh. You're such a true artist. It rocks so hard.
Yeah, that was great. And then so that one's just I made in my house and has sound effects. And then I did a live version of that called Different Volumes of Talking. And that one is in front of an audience. And
Different Volumes of Talking. These titles are so good.
Thank you.
They're so good.
They're just punchlines from...
From your jokes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. That's such a good way to do it.
Right? You just
keep it simple. And that's yours.
It's mine.
That's like Tim Gilbert, another Canadian comedian that we love. One of his punchlines too, but it works so well as a title, which is, "Please help me, I'm very sick."
That's so, awesome. Funny.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Doesn't he have another one that has a...
Tim Sings. I showed you Tim Sings. It's like him, like, it's really so singing. Funny. He doesn't have a good singing voice, but it's him singing his heart out to multiple pop songs.
Oh my God, like, he's amazing.
It's awesome.
Does he have a Canadian one?
Yeah, he's a new one that he made it sound really Canadian, apparently because he was trying to get nominated for a Juno, which is like our Emmys, but then it didn't even work, and then he was really pissed after.
It didn't work?
Yeah, he's like, my whole idea, I was pandering so hard to the Canadiana of it all to try to get a Juno nom, and then it didn't even work. But I think that's so cool and real to at least call out about yourself. Gosh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Canada, I don't even know what to say. I'm in New York. I put on the Sex and the City, like, the pilot last night when I got
my
home.
My mom just called me and she was like, I'm watching the first episode of Sex and the City.
And we watched it last week.
And I'm like, everyone's getting back into Sex and the
City. They just put it on Netflix, I think, which is like, or the American Netflix, which made me, I was like, it's so stupid. I'm in New York. I have to watch it. And I've been watching it since I was in grade 7. So I'm like, it's been like 5 years.
She's been with you for so long.
So long.
I love that lady.
I love that lady so good.
She doesn't really have star power to me. Like, I don't really get how everyone was like, this is the one, but I'm like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
See, I
she's
feel
really
big
pretty,
star
I guess.
Power from
really?
Her.
Yes. You like it.
I don't know why. So bitter about skinny women. Like,
right.
I'm like, how can she really hold, like, how can she, like, with Kristen Wiig, I'm like, I don't think she has it. And I'm like, of course she does.
Yeah.
Like, you're being a hater because she's thin.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool to recognize about yourself. I mean,
no, it's not.
Well,
I don't know.
It is. I think then you can override it. Lately, I've realized that I'm really bad at criticizing anything.
Right.
And it's not even, I just do what it is. It's because I relate too much to an artist putting something out.
Yeah.
I'm like, how could you? Oh, it's not perfect. How could anybody make something perfect?
Right.
Ever since before I was being productive and doing anything, I was like, who gave them the, why did they? And it's like, it really is just like when you're not happy with your own work your life, like that's when you're a hater. And it's like, oh, it is so simple. But when you're making stuff, you like really appreciate anyone who's like also following the dragon.
Yes.
Or whatever.
You know how hard it is. And
then also when you,
to
when
be
you,
perceived. Mm-hmm, and,
yeah. But, and also when you make something and put something out there, there's still, if you could go back in time, there's a million things. Yes, you would change, but it's too late. The train has left the station.
And you made the best choice at that time with the information that you had.
That's exactly
and the money.
And the money you had. And
which is never much money.
Yes.
And it's like, just wait for the next thing.
Yeah. And everyone knows that it's like, you know, one thing that you make is not you, your soul and stuff. You know, it's just something you put out there.
I don't think people totally get that. And that's the thing. I think my big lesson in life is always like relinquishing control. And I'm like, I don't have control over how I'm being perceived.
Right.
But then I mustn't make that stop me from making stuff anyway. Even like Rachel was just talking to us about how people put random shit in their TikToks just so to get people talking. Mm-hmm. And you were saying that too, like people will pronounce things weird just so it gets more engagement. People are like, why did they say arugula like that? Mm-hmm. Like, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like, oh my God, like you can't even have a perfectionist mindset because it's actually the mistakes that get people chatting. And that's what you want is engagement. Like it's like in my mind is sort of blown because in my head, it's like, perfection is people just like silently being like, great job. I'm like, no.
Right.
They're like, and they like, I don't know. It's weird. It's like you need kinks and chinks in the armor or whatever.
Right.
I'm realizing that it's about, there's no
and
getting
it's the
it right.
Fun of doing stuff.
Yeah.
Like you really just have to like really have some fun with it and be like, this isn't for how people receive it.
Right.
It's for how it's feeling to do it.
I
for
love
sure.
That.
I'm like, even something like this though, I'm like, what am I saying? Who's listening? Like, you know, oh my it's like God, hard it's not to fun. I know, it's just like, this you know, doing anything fun. Though, I'm like.
Yeah. And it's like you're putting out a piece of yourself.
Right.
Yeah. That is being seen when you're not even there, which yeah. is so scary.
It that is was scary.
Like, I like hated having dating apps because I was like, people right. are looking at me and I'm not even knowing. Like, I'd walk around and I'm like, did that guy see me and know I'm single? That's yes. scary to me.
Did he take a screen cap and send it to someone? Yeah, send it to
his friends. Like. There's just too much, like, being visible without being present mm-hmm. is really so scary.
It is.
When you, like, don't have control over how people are reacting to it.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so interesting.
And I'm still a huge bit. Whenever I see something insane on a dating app, it's like, LOL, this guy's so
too.
Weird.
Me too. I have to screen cap and send it to, like, a different, yeah. a couple of different group chats with different women just to, like, be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to be alone yeah. with stuff sometimes.
It is.
Like, if you see something really upsetting or someone says something really weird to you, it's like, yeah. you have to share it. Otherwise, if yeah. it's just you and that secret, it's like, it yeah. becomes a shame.
Or if you see a coworker on there, you have to send it to your closest coworker who yeah, will be like, oh my God, that he's on there.
Yeah. And like, yes. this is the picture he used?
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
awkward.
Yeah, yeah totally. Yeah. Life is so cruel.
Life is cruel. I downloaded Raya last night.
Oh, yeah. How's it going?
You know, it's like even the cheaper version is $30.
Yeah, right?
I'm not seeing anyone. I'm not going to meet anyone on there.
I think real life is the best dating app in the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. Say that again.
And also, I think your friends' groups, loose friends' friend groups are the best dating apps.
I think you're right.
It's hard because your friends do get tired of being like, stop asking if you can date my friends.
Right.
But if you have good friends who are supportive, they'll be like, give it a try.
For sure.
I also think, I don't know, I think it's nice to do a bit of everything because what I liked about, my whole thing was just friend groups for a while. Mm-hmm. And then, but the problem is you never know where you stand with people, what their intentions are. But the beauty of dating apps is you know that they're there for dating.
Right.
What the quality of dating, you don't know, but at least that's like clear. But mm-hmm. I think you can't be on there forever. I think it's important to like have cycles with different styles of dating, whether right. it's IRL or just like, because my whole thing is I'm such a friend that nobody would want to ruin the friendship by making it romantic, and I don't blame them because after it ends I won't talk to you ever again probably. But, or like actually that's not true, there's a couple people, but it does ruin things a bit.
It changes
so,
everything.
It changes everything. So it was kind of cool for a bit to be dating people, meeting them on apps, because then I was just like, this is so compartmentalized.
Yeah, right.
We're doing this just for romantic dates.
Mm-hmm. But don't you want to date your best friend? Context.
Oh, you want to date your best friend. I mean, that's...
No, I want to turn the person I'm dating into someone... Or just, like, find someone by... Yeah, I don't ever want to date my best friend.
Yeah, for sure.
And Zach Schiffman. Oh! He's a little gay guy.
You guys have a special relationship, maybe I'll though. Yeah, just maybe.
He's a gay man?
Yeah.
It's my type. Okay, let's get into it.
He's your type. That's so cool. So what else do you want to do while you're in town?
You should go to a candy store.
Yes. I would love to. I'm a big candy girl. I'm staying in Gowanus.
Oh.
Well, there's a place in Williamsburg called Bon Bon really that Rachel likes.
But there's also a place in Bushwick, but there's no way you're getting to Bushwick from Gowanus. But it's called Eugene's Candy.
Oh.
And this guy creates all these like amazing flavors and candies, and wow. I'm really into it.
I want to go there.
Check it out.
As hell.
I'm big candy girl. I love sour. I'm big chocolate girl too, if I'm being honest.
Totally. Yeah.
You know where you have to go.
Where?
What? I don't know what it's called.
What is it?
But it's over by Park. It's in Park Slope.
Okay.
So I'm sure it's a fast walk from your house.
Okay.
I don't know how the city works.
It doesn't matter.
It is close. She's
but
trying,
they yeah. have awesome candy and ice cream, and you can put candy in the ice cream.
Oh, I love ice cream.
Is it American culture? Mm-hmm. That's my favorite place
like,
right near you.
It's called something really stupid.
Which
like,
is a frozen yogurt place.
Like... Babies, honeys, sweeties.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Goodies.
It's called goodies.
And it's awesome. They have these things that are like exploded Skittles. I think they're like off TikTok or something.
Whoa.
They are the weirdest thing to eat in the world. It felt like my teeth were cracking.
Is it a Skittle with little things around
it? No. Those are awesome.
What are those?
Those are nerd gummies.
Yeah, those are amazing. Crazy
she got
too.
Me a nerd rope the other day.
Sarah had never had one and I almost lost my mind.
I'm really excited.
Those are amazing.
They're the best thing in
Where
the texture. The bodega closest to the president's stop.
That one.
It's amazing in there. Anyway, sorry.
No. Wait, Rachel, where are you from?
I'm from Long Island.
Long Island.
Just the little strip of New York. We're on it right now, technically.
We are?
We are? Okay, I love that. I'm on Long Island.
Like, we would, no one would ever say that, of course, but it is part of the same strip.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like the land hasn't been broken between the two
Queens
places.
Queens just leads right into Long Island, Queens. That's all part of the same deal.
Yeah.
It's nasty, but it's nasty. Where we are.
It's nasty. That's so cool.
What
do we think?
Well, what do you guys think?
Honestly, I'm just really excited about the weather today, and it's these like little things that really just like... It's been so rough this spring because it's just been so cold and gray.
Yeah.
Today the sky is blue and it's warm and the sun is out, and mm-hmm. I feel like I can't wait to just fucking straddle this day and ride it.
I couldn't agree more. I'm gonna ride it with my arm in the air.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking lasso.
Whipping around. Yeah,
exactly. Lasso.
Do you think that there's something in the air, like the eclipse did anything?
Oh, yeah. How do you feel? People were worried about the animals yesterday. Yesterday was the big eclipse for those listening in.
I'm glad you got to see.
The animal behavior apparently was a little squirrely-whirly or something. But I don't know what people have deduced from it, but like...
Yeah,
but people are like, pay attention to the animals.
Right. I was squirrely whirly.
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
A squirrel winked at me.
Really?
No.
That's awesome. Oh my God. One time in Boston, I saw this kid like approaching a squirrel that was standing really still. And he was like trying to pounce on it, and he pounced and grabbed the squirrel.
Oh my God.
What was his
really
ending?
Clear that he did not want that to happen. Like, he wanted to like scare it.
Yeah.
But he like grabbed it and he like,
Oh my God.
And his mom was like, what did you do? And he was like, I didn't mean to. And
he thought he was certain it would run away like a bird.
And he was like, oh yeah, I'll like make it look like I'm trying to catch it, but I would never want to.
And
it was really shocking.
Be careful what you ask for.
I literally yelled out loud. Life can be so awesome.
You know, the last time I was in New York, a rat ran over my foot.
I remember that.
And then this time when on Sunday night when I was walking home, a rat ran over my foot again.
Oh my
I'm not
God.
Joking.
I will tell you, were you wearing Uggs by any chance?
No, I was not wearing Uggs. I was wearing
Vagabond
square toe boots.
Awesome.
Why do you think they're attracted to the Ugg?
And when I wear Uggs, I think I'm quiet. And so they just run right over. I've
That's
had that
amazing.
Happen. It is the most upsetting feeling in the entire world.
Yeah,
even though there's a layer of protection, it
just
makes
to feel
you
the
so
weight
scared.
And the scurry
was
of
it the brown Uggs?
Maybe they thought it was their mom.
Yeah, of course. Right. And they're so heavy.
Right.
One time one ran through the spoke of my bike.
No.
I was riding really slow, approaching the house, and I almost threw up.
I don't like that.
I know.
And imagine if it had gotten caught in wheel.
No.
Oh, my God.
He's dizzy when he gets up.
Oh, my God. Like a cartoon. I see a little cartoon wiggle around. Oh, my God. No, thank you.
Speaking
no, thank
of cartoons, you. Rachel has a cartoon that she voiced that just came out.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats.
My friend made a little animation.
That's
Kate.
Awesome.
I love
Kate,
you doing
she's
voiceover.
Amazing. Thanks. Me, too.
I like you on Sam Lanier's
one
as well.
Yeah, that one is the funniest I ever done.
Yeah.
I want to do it way more. Some lady just reached out to me and asked me if I would do something for some, like, class.
That's great.
That'd be awesome. I hope that people start paying me for the stuff that I like to do.
Of course.
Yes.
But I love to do this stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so that's no problem. And I've only just started, I guess. So,
I want to do I want us to do like a little kind of stop motion animation where we voice it using those nesting dolls that look like us.
I think that's perfect. Let's make it happen.
Me and
love
Rachel,
that.
Don't you think?
Yeah. You could do that
today.
You could do it. Yeah.
We could do that whenever.
You really
that's
could
the thing.
Do
I
it.
Have a lot of fun ideas that Rachel's always like, we can do that right now. And I'm like, but not. But like I
totally.
Know, I always
and
opt out.
Sometimes you have to wait for feeling like confident, but not too long.
Right.
Yeah, you're not
you
too
gotta
long.
Push through. Sometimes.
When you say we can do that, but then you kind of back out a little. It's like that guy grabbing the squirrel. He doesn't think he's actually going to catch it, but he does get it. And then when she's like, no, you know, we can actually do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. And then I go, no, I don't want to grab the squirrel.
And it feels scary.
Yes.
Because it's like, what will happen if we grab the squirrel?
Right.
Yeah.
But
we have to grab life by the squirrel.
Rachel
I'm
helps
always
with a
saying
lot
that.
Of stuff like that.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm always saying that too.
It's weird. I used to be somebody who didn't hesitate to make stuff and put it out, and then a few years ago, I got such bad comments, mean comments that it actually made me it debilitated me.
It is
today. Someone
disturbing.
DM'd me and said, "You suck."
The way
oh my
you get
God.
Laughed and everything, but that's the thing. It's like I heard that if you have haters, it means that you're actually getting views. And
yeah,
people are seeing
I mean,
you.
Like. Statistically, if a bunch of people see something, a couple of people are going to be living in their, like, in a hellscape of their own mind and like, you're fat. I'm like, okay, if you need to get that just out.
And they probably wanted. Wait, you said that is so funny to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to embrace
it. I just like immediately thought, I was like, okay, great. I can't wait to chat it up with you. Like, right. Should I have responded?
Yeah.
Hey, like, thank you so much for the feedback. I'll work on it.
Well,
like,
some people...
Did Nick used to do that?
Yes, he did used to do that, engaging with his haters, like, in defending his jokes. Like, when people are like, not funny, he's like, actually, it is funny. Or, like, whatever, he did a cool
version. Or just, like, when people say, like, you're fat, I'm like, oh, if I lose weight, do you think that you'll keep watching the videos? Like, right. I don't know. Like, it's just, like, so weird. It's like, what do you want from me?
It's like bullies in a class or
it's
something like that.
It's big bully.
Yeah,
it's big bully.
Well, like, I'm like, but it's also just such a small loser,
right?
Oh, like who just they, like
they if wanna, you look into the people who are the meanest, it's always like
they have like 200 followers, right. And they all are truck accounts,
and they're like,
and it's like
they're upset that they're not doing what they want to do, and they're mad at you that you like what gives her the permission to pursue her.
Yeah. Also, a guy commented on my stuff, and he was like, she would be so pretty if she lost weight. And so I went to his page.
You're so beautiful.
And I completely agree. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
And I like went to his page because I was just like, okay, what does this guy have to offer? Like, okay, Mr. Hot. And it was like this like chubby guy. And everyone, like he had a bunch of pictures with his family and they're all pretty heavy. And I'm like, where is this coming from?
It's self-hatred. Right. That's where it's coming from.
Such a weird thing. Like, is your mom like such a, like, where, anyway.
It's probably society, man. And, like,
society.
But it's also like, it's people who don't have a lot of like, I don't know, love and support in their life.
Yeah, they have any fun.
It's all sad. It is sad.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
There's a million ways to live a life and I'm living it really fun. Whatever.
Yeah, it's so weird. Whatever. I was so busy right before I did my like little show the other week, or I should say big show.
Yes, girl.
Like, yeah. But anyways, I was like doing stand up every night for like so much leading up to it. And then like it's been really chill since. It's like makes me feel like there's a part of me that was like looking forward to this. I'm like, then I can just like live a bit and like regain like thoughts and feelings about other things and not just focus on one thing. But it's so funny when you don't have like one thing you're working towards. It's a little bit of spiraling
happening. Yeah, I know. Insane. I always need one something.
I need a project that you're excited about. Yes. Even if it's like a small one that's nice.
I got a few smallies and I do have a biggie, but it's like, it's just interesting where it's like time has changed. I'm like, whoa, it's been like a full week or two since I've done that show. And I'm like, who am I? So I was like, Rachel, I'm going to come to like, whatever. And I'm like, tell me when you're doing stuff. Like, I can't just be at home thinking about life.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I have to like, I live alone and I feel like I could just stay there for really long periods of time and not see anyone, but...
Yeah, you make yourself do stuff.
I have to go out every day and, like, look someone in the eye.
Yes.
Not in a weird way, but just...
No, it's nice to connect with another human being and be like, you have your own stuff going on.
Yes,
you're beautiful.
All, I'm not... I'm just a little person in the grand scheme. You know, just, like, get out there. Do
Are
something.
Are you still a server?
I am a server, yeah.
I feel like... That, like, is so helpful for comedy.
Yes.
Because, like, you take on so much abuse from people.
Absolutely.
All the time. And, like, or, like, it, like that's a good for, like, with any sort of negative feedback. It's, like.
For sure.
It's always coming from a person who's really miserable.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, never, like, an actually about you because you have so many people who love how you are.
Yes.
And, like, you bring so much joy to so many people and food.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyone who's a hater, it's, like, you're going through your own thing.
Absolutely.
Don't bring that into my life.
And it took me, like. I'd say like a good 8 years of serving before I was like able to
not take it personally.
I mean, and it makes me feel so I'm like really able unless someone's like so rude or it's like kind of crazy. I feel like I'm really able to be like really kind throughout the interaction and they usually soften up.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
You know, they're going
they
through
just want to be heard.
Yeah, they're you know, it's like
and
it makes
like,
it so much easier if you just stay.
That is the big thing. It's like, I remember like, or just like,
we're a server
with
too?
Any sort of, I'm a barista, but
barista,
I've been a server and like, just people are so awful, especially
I
like, I was working in like shitty places. So like, we were always understaffed, always didn't have like the things that people needed.
Right.
And so I was always getting yelled at about stuff or like stuff was taking too long anyway. So, but with like any sort of abuse, like the most important thing is stopping it so that you don't pass it on to someone else or throw it back. Like, like the ability to like withstand like an assault on your like person with like words or whatever, but like to hear that and to like be like
and like absorb it or
be like
it.
Really kind back is like the most powerful thing in the world
for sure.
And it's why there's so much problems everywhere, like with everything, because most people, it's like it's so much more like when you're driving and someone cuts you off, it's so much more fun to like start cutting them off and like scream honk at them.
Yeah,
and
it escalates rather than diffuses.
But to be able to be like, they're having their own thing. It doesn't affect me. I cannot be unkind to this person who's clearly suffering.
Yes,
even though they were mean to you or awful.
Yeah, because I've had someone, if I was like having a hard time and someone was really kind to me. And just, I appreciated it. I needed someone to be like that in the moment. I was going to like have like a freak out or something.
It reminds me of like caring parenting. Like when somebody, when a kid's freaking out, there's the, like, there's the kind of parent, well, it depends on the situation.
Yeah, but like
there's my, that's like maybe like, all right, what, like what's really going on? Or like they're clearly going through something, or the, maybe the kind of caregiving that's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like,
shut like, the fuck up. Get
or you're
the fuck
making
out.
A scene or whatever. Yeah, totally. Which I would like, I obviously, I saw a kid have a meltdown the other day in the park and I thought, and like, they're
you
just.
You went up to him and said, you're an attention seeker.
No. I just thought parenting must be fucking hard.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I can't even imagine. For sure. I can't even imagine what it would be like.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you got like a little just like being that's
and you
gonna,
do your best and then they still are like angry at you.
Yeah. I can't. I don't know.
And they
don't,
I like they go through care. Such phases of being angry at my parents and then being like so grateful and like so.
That's a real.
Or like feeling for them and just like they must have, it must have been so hard to do that and like they had no guidance.
I saw this TikTok once that was like, be nice to your parents. It's their first time being alive too. And it was like all these, all this footage of like her dad like eating ice cream and being so stoked. Like an older man eating
my God,
ice cream.
That's
and
so I'm dad like, too, big bowl of ice cream. Not my
that
dad.
That made
but
me tear up. I'm like, I'm such
like,
a baby.
And like, oh my God.
I it just is
my,
sweet.
My oldest brother hates my family so much. Hates my parents so much. He also has mental disorders. Aww. But like, it was like, it's like, it kills me that he can't see the humanity in them. Like, right. I'm like, they're like, literally trying their best. But like, he can't see it because he has chemical imbalances. But it's like, it's wild. It's like, I mean, I just feel so, it makes me feel so bad for them in a weird
for
way.
Sure.
Where and I'm like, they're like, you know, I'm
and
like,
our parents' generation had such less resources. I mean, each time you go up, less
and
less.
Right.
And we know so much more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or have more, I don't know if we know anything more, but we have more resources. Stuff is talked about more openly.
Yeah, my parents were definitely better at buying a house and like having a good job.
I mean...
Yeah. Well, we're definitely having more fun.
We're having more fun, and we're more into therapy and talking about.
I just have to be like, well, I'm having so much more fun than either my parents could have ever imagined.
Right.
I have way better friends and like better like my life is awesome. Minus, I just probably won't like make anything.
You make stuff
of it, or like I just don't know if I'll ever like
we don't have
wealth.
Yeah, own property.
Yeah.
But I don't see that. Anybody I know who owns property, honestly, it kind of seems like a bit of a headache.
Yeah. Right.
They're always like,
it's leaking.
Mortgage, my roof.
Right. It's leaking.
I won't own it until I'm 80 or whatever.
Pipe burst.
Yeah,
pipe burst. And then they're just like, all they do is think about the house.
Right. Eavesdrops.
For sure, those.
Back door.
Back of garage.
Garage.
Fridge. Doorbell. There's lots of stuff to consider when you own a home.
Yeah. Dishwasher.
But it would be so nice.
Right. Oh my God.
Or it would just be nice to like, I don't know that you can have a kid if you wanted to or something. Or like, know that you can do some more fun stuff.
Right.
I don't really know.
No,
anyway.
Yeah. Just the opportunity or like the option to be a little more free with money or like
treat
people.
Like, I want to really be like, I want to be so rich that I'm giving $20 bills to every single person I pass.
Yes.
Like every homeless person, it's like $20,
of
no
course.
Problem.
Yeah.
And then every server, $100.
Yes.
Like I just want to be able to like
spread the wealth.
Everybody I meet, help them in some way. Anyone who I can help with their career, help in some way. Like
I
already, it's like already so important to me. And I'm like, if I had more money, it would just be like all I did. I
for
feel
sure.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe, and that's like
I
such a crazy thing to say.
No,
I think that could happen.
I think that's amazing.
Of course that could happen.
Also, I think it's good. I like how
and I also hope I remember that if I'm rolling
well, that's
in cash.
The thing. I just like
don't
how,
worry,
like,
I'll remind you.
Thank
you.
Remember
thing
that time we were talking, you say you give $100 to your friends.
I can really use it. I've got my pipe burst.
Yeah, I've got a big pipe. pipe burst.
Yeah, exactly. Can I have some money now? Yeah, we all like leech off of you. Mm-hmm. It's so cool. Oh my gosh.
I hope you do.
Our epic life is blowing up. Just joking. One person liked our post.
Awesome. That's great.
I know. We love it. We love being epic.
I love life.
How long have you guys been doing this podcast?
I think it's almost a year now.
It'll be a year in June or July or something.
Oh, yeah, because it was warm.
Yeah, it was warm out.
Right. Thank God.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun to just get chatting.
I think that's great.
It makes me so happy.
Yeah, exactly. If you so what's your place decorated like at your home? Mm. How do you do that?
How do I do that?
Do you have white walls?
I have white walls.
I had a feeling you might.
I have ours really
is yellow.
Yeah, yours is yellow. I love it. It's like a
really.
This is the color of my comforter.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
When I first got here, I was like, the yellow is going to stress me out. And now I'm like, that's just my house.
This is Easter, man.
I was just kind of like, why did they have to go yellow everywhere? Why couldn't they just done white?
But or like blue or like a gray, like a light gray.
I've been in a few apartments like this where I was like, this is the neutral they picked. Interesting.
I kind of like it.
It's custardy.
Yeah. Yeah, I have white walls and then really high ceilings, which I'm obsessed with. And, oh my God, what's it called? A stained glass.
You have a stained glass?
I do. I live in like an old, I think it's like a 100-year-old house that's now
in
separated.
Parkdale?
Yeah, in Parkdale.
Parkdale's so dope. That's like one of the coolest neighborhoods in Toronto.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's close to the water. And yeah, I've got a nice little, I mean.
The houses there are really cool and old.
The houses are cool. The rent is like, it's still crazy to me how much a one bedroom is, but it's pretty good in Toronto, I guess.
Because Winnipeg, you're used to.
Winnipeg, I was living in like a beautiful character apartment for like a two bedroom that was like 1,100.
Woo!
And with a room, like, you know, it's just.
Yeah. So you're paying 550 or something?
Yeah.
That's
so really.
That's the thing. Small city living, the smaller, cheaper cities are so like.
They're
I don't know.
Livable.
Well, it just blows my mind. I could never do it, but I'm like, wow, that would be so cool to like be able to afford your life.
Yeah, I have like friends who have houses there, and it's like,
yeah,
they're not making that. Like, you know, they're just.
When you went home in the summer, this is so weird when you just know people's lives more off of Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But when you remember when you went and then you had like a pool party with your friends and everybody looked so cool. I remember asking about that, and you're like, you said the theme was like festival or something.
Oh, yeah, it was music festival.
But because I was
that's
like,
such a funny
yeah,
theme.
It was
but
really
it was a funny theme,
funny.
But I was sort of like, it was like a pool party and everybody was like,
it's
so
like a movie.
Jazzy. And I was like, what's going on with these looks? And you're like, oh, there was a theme. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But it made me like buy a sparkly swimsuit.
Pool at your
stuff.
House?
No, it was a friend of mine. Her
That's
her
awesome.
Dad has a pool.
Wow. Okay, we can wrap it up.
Okay, I want you. Okay, there's a few things. There's a few things I want you both to know.
okay,
I couldn't love either of you more.
I love
right?
you.
I'm gonna
I love
say
you guys.
I'm gonna say it's bursting out from 10 out of 10 to being 12 out of 10.
Oh wow. My God, 12, perfect number.
Yeah, your favorite.
Right.
I'm really happy. I'm really happy that you came here, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
I want everybody to check out her amazing music and her amazing comedy albums.
Yes.
You're such a true fucking blue, awesome, rad chick. And I'm so happy that when you come here, we get to hang. And I love spending time with you when I go into Toronto, even if I'm just walking to work and grabbing a quick coffee.
Yeah, we
it
did
fucking
that.
Rocks.
I think you're the coolest girl ever.
Oh my God, you
this
guys.
This rocks.
Yeah.
I wish you lived here because then we would hang out a lot.
I know.
Well, maybe I'll come back soon.
Hey, no problem. And do it.
I'm going to bring Rachel to Toronto at some point too.
You really should come.
I've got to go.
You've got to.
They would go crazy for you. They would
really
want to
go.
Actually, all my friends would love you.
You could really fuck shit up there.
I think you should.
I want to go.
Let's go bring you in as a troublemaker. I want you to be a bit of a
Long Island troublemaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Long Island, that's where you're from.
Yes.
Right? Okay, good.
So I hope you get more treats when you're here. I'm really excited to see I Like Movies tonight. I got tickets to go see. It's gonna rock.
Yes, it's at the Roxy
it's
Cinema.
At the Roxy Cinema. There's gonna be a Q&A after. I'm dying to ask you a question, so I hope someone comes to me.
Is there anything you really want to answer?
Yeah. Great question.
Well, last night I was the only actor there from the movie.
So should I ask why?
Yeah, you should ask why. And it's kind of funny because I'm definitely a side character. So I was like, felt like I was representing everyone, but it was fun. I get really nervous in front of those panel, like a situation like that. I don't know why.
I'm going to ask you the same question you asked me at my screening.
What was it? Did anyone hook up on set?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should ask.
I'm going to ask that.
You should actually. That's so funny.
She asked that when I did my big screening at the cinema in Torono, and everybody laughed so hard. I thought it was such a good question.
I asked it very seriously, like, yes. And I was rambling into it, and then asked
you're like,
that.
Hey, I'm really cool to be here. I think this is a really special event. I'm just wondering, so did anybody hook up on set?
Right. I think that, yeah, you should ask that. I have to say.
It's so funny.
That's the only Q&A anyone ever wants to answer.
Absolutely.
And also, the funny thing about her movie is the main character is like 14. So yeah. It's like so inappropriate.
Well, he's 23.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
This is awesome.
I could do that's not illegal if I hooked up with him on set.
That's awesome.
That's
you should.
Baller.
Call him up. Okay.
I love you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Dude, you're awesome.